Welcome back to the podcast. I am so glad to be in your ears. You know how much I enjoy recording every single one of these episodes for you. And it's mainly because I want you to have something to go back to, especially if you're somebody who just likes to kind of listen to information, and that's your way of digesting information. You feel like you want like a little coach in your pocket, that kind of thing. Then these podcasts are perfect for you. In today's episode, we are talking all about how you can cultivate a positive mindset daily, often. So, what things you can do on a daily basis, what habits you can do, what efforts you can put in place to make sure that you are looking after your mind and your mindset. And recently we've been talking about mindset. I've been talking about how important mindset is in your self-care practice. So it's not just about the things that you do, but it is also about the way that you actually look after your mind. So mindset work is part of the self-care work. And it may be challenging at the beginning, but once you're into it, you will appreciate the practice, first and foremost. You will definitely honor it. And it gets easier. So the more and more you do it, it gets easier. But it's something that we all have to make sure that we're practicing, no matter what stage you are in life or in business. I don't know if you've heard of the saying, new level, new devil. So every time we go up and up and up, every time we level up and up and up, then we've got some work to do. All right, and mindset is usually the first place that we want to start, as well as obviously being aware and taking some inventory in terms of ourselves, where we're at and what we want. But then the next step is the mindset work. Then we're stepping into it in terms of like the identity work and so forth. But we're focusing on mindset work at the moment. If you haven't listened to any of the other episodes on like mindset, go back, scroll up on your phone or wherever you're listening to your podcast and check those out as well. But it is really important to, master your mindset. And I know that's why you clicked on this episode, because you're like, ah, yeah, that's me. And I put positive mindset because I get asked this question a lot of the time, like, how can I have a positive mindset? How can I have a positive outlook on life? And I think, there's that whole, positive toxicity, like where we're just like overly trying to be positive all the time. And I think obviously positivity is the way forward, but I don't want you to get like obsessed with it as well, because I do see that a lot where people are trying to be obsessed with being positive all the time. And yes, positivity is the way forward. That's how we attract like greatness into our lives, etc. But also, if you are experiencing a really difficult time or difficult moment, it doesn't mean that you can't, maybe express the reality of things. But then it's important to, again, not allow yourself to get into negative cycles, but you can express the reality of things, whether that be negative or positive. And if you're not feeling in a positive state, then you allow yourself to feel those feelings and go through those feelings and experiences so that you can come out on the other side. That's just like my two pence on that ultimately, because I see it a lot, and you don't have to force yourself. It's not a forceful thing. It's a an allowance thing. It's a introducing thing. It's a allowing yourself to experience positive things and gently shifting if you are feeling that you have been in a negative space for a period of time. So say you've been really down, and you do want to be positive. Yeah, it's about shifting it. It's not forcing, it's not I have to and all of those kind of things, because that rigidity is just not, it's not cute. It's not the vibe that we're going for at all. All right. So anyway, let's get into the episode. We're looking at how you can cultivate a positive mindset, some things that you can do daily. These are things that I do often when it comes down to my mindset work. I've spoken about having, a day that's dedicated to working on your mindset. So you're, not really consuming any content. You're just focusing on fueling your mind with all goodness, right? And here are some of the things that you can do. And it really does take effort for you to do these things. And you may be thinking, oh my goodness, but in the end, it is worth it. It's worth it to put in the work so that you can feel good and live an awesome life and run an amazing business and do awesome work and show up in the world as your best. Yeah. So, one thing that I always love to do is to firstly start my day with gratitude. Gratitude is a great way to shift your mindset, especially if it is in a funky space, especially if you've been feeling really like negative and you haven't really been able to shake it off. Gratitude is a great way to do this. So you can start your morning by just identifying or saying out loud or journaling out all the things that you're grateful for, or the three things that you're grateful for that day so far. And it might be something as simple as, waking up, having life. The weather might be beautiful that day, or it might have rained, and that's maybe something that you wanted, or you're grateful for, and you're grateful for your friends, your family, for breathing, for being able to move your body, or to be able to see these kind of things. So that's one thing. Then the next thing is to start your day with a positive affirmation or affirmations. So I actually have a list. So you know me, and I always talk about like scheduling. So on my in my Google Calendar, I actually have a scheduled like morning routine. I just have it as an icon, which is a sun, or I think it actually says wake up, and it basically in the description of that event that I've scheduled into my Google Calendar, I have like a list of all the things that I want to do in the morning and links to these things. So I have a link to like all the goals that I've written down slash my vision board, so I can look at that wherever I am. I have a link to like relaxing music, so working music, prayer music, journaling music, walking music, my favorite upbeat song, which is Beautiful by Damian Marley. So that just gets me in the whole vibe for the day. There's also another one of my favorite songs by Diani. These are actually all quite Caribbean like vibey music. So if you are not used to that, or you haven't been introduced to that, go ahead and listen to these songs and thank me later. I'm actually going to put the songs in the show notes so that you can check them out. My two favorite songs just to help me feel quite positive and in the vibe in the morning. So Diani, live a little. If you are on my stories on Instagram, you watch my stories, because my stories are just where it's, where it's at, right? That's why I connect with a lot of you. You always hear me. I usually use it like at least twice a week. Diani's song, Live a Little, such a beautiful one. But yeah, so. And then I also have a list of all the affirmations, so my current affirmations. And then I just read those out. So you can do that as soon as you wake up. It's such a great way to start the day, and really great, obviously, mindset work. Then the next is to think about how you're spending your time and think about who you're spending your time with. It's very, very important, because the people and the environments that we're in have a big impact on our mindset. So you want to make sure that you're spending time with people who are supportive, or you're in environments that are supportive and encouraging for you. Okay. These have big impacts on on your mindset as well. And then the next is making sure that you avoid negative self-talk. So be mindful of how you're actually talking to yourself and the things that you're saying out of your mouth. We know this now, how powerful it is. I've got a whole course on, your self-talk, self-compassion, and all of those kind of things. So I want you to, if you want to learn more about that, the link will be in the show notes. But I want you to be really mindful of, the things that you're saying. So when you have a negative thought, or if you say something that's negative, I want you to then challenge it. You challenge it by actually asking yourself, is this true? Is this helpful? Is this kind? And changing it to something that is more true, more helpful, and more kind. But if you want to go and dig deep, I would definitely recommend you signing up for the course. And it's so good. It walks you through everything that you need. You'll be a completely different person by the end of it. And if it's something you've been struggling with, I definitely think that would be for you, perfect for you. And then the next is practicing self-care. So your self-care practice is what's going to help you to also look after your mind. So things like journaling, things like making sure that you're eating nutritious foods and meals. You're being mindful of, your environment, you're moving your body, you're getting enough sleep. These are things that are going to really be good for obviously your mental and your physical health and your mindset as well. It's going to help you to be able to think clearly and all of these kind of things, right? I actually wanted to share some affirmations with you because I typically share affirmations at the beginning of the month to those on my email list. And these are some of my, honestly, my favorite. So you can write these down and use these for later if you like. So the affirmations are, you can actually, let's do it together, actually. Let's do these affirmations together with a smile on our face. You can say them out loud, you can say them in your head. If you are in a quiet place or you're in a private place, let's say it out loud together. So I'm going to say it out loud and then I'm going to pause and then that's going to give you some time to repeat it back. Okay, ready? Let's go. I am a magnificent creator. I am deserving of loving kindness. I am graceful with myself. I am putting myself first. I am worthy of love, care, and attention. There we go. So those are the affirmations for you. You can use these as often as you like. Remember to read them or to say them with conviction. Hold space to believe them, and you can keep on repeating them until you start to feel something change and shift inside of you. Get excited about them. All right. And yeah, that brings us to the end of the episode. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. We'll probably have another episode all about mindset, but definitely go and check out the other episodes. If you want further support with your mindset or anything else around self-care, mindset, business, check out the links in the show notes. There's lots of different ways that I can support you. We also do have our Mindful Mindset workshop that is happening this week. If you're listening in November 2023. But we have the Mindful Mindset workshop happening this week. So you're going to want to make sure that you get inside if mindset work is something that you're into, that you're wanting to master, that you're wanting to work on. It's a great way to invest in yourself, your health, your well-being, all of those kind of things. Obviously, we know that. So if it's something that's been calling out to you, then definitely make sure that you sign up. If you want any more information about the workshop or to learn more, the link will be in the bio with all of the information. And then if you've got questions, you can just message or email me. All right, so I will see you in the next episode. Make sure that you take loads and loads of care and take it easy. Bye.